Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that when Rabbi Akiva reached a certain pasuk in this week's parsha, he used to cry. It's a certain pasuk in this week's parsha, in Parshas Vayikra, that caused him to cry. What's the pasuk? In Perek Hey, pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah says, "Vim nefesh." Kisechta va'asasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo se'asena v'lo yada va'ashem v'nasa avono. The pasuk here is talking about a special korban. All korbanos are special, but a korban known as an asham talui. What's the halacha of an asham talui? If a person is in a certain place and in front of him are two foods, they look alike. One is kosher and one is not kosher. And he takes and eats what he thinks is the kosher one. Chalev and shuman, and he eats what he thinks is the shuman. And then afterwards, there arises some doubt as to whether he actually ate the kosher one or the non-kosher one. So, until that doubt is resolved, he has to bring an Hashem Talui. So what caused Rabbi Akiva to cry when he read this pasuk? What was so overwhelming? Says Rabbi Akiva, here comes a person. He thinks he's doing the right thing. He thinks he's eating kosher. And then there's some doubt as to maybe by mistake, he ate the thing that wasn't kosher. Maybe. By mistake. And the Torah tells about such a person, va'ashem v'nasa avono. He is guilty and he has to bear his sin. He has to bring a korban. So imagine, says Rabbi Akiva, if it wasn't by mistake, if it was definite, how much more so? So for a possible accidental chait, you have to already bring a korban because you're guilty, v'nasa avono. How much more so if it wasn't possible and it wasn't accidental? Why does he have to bring a korban? Explains Rav Yecheskel Abramsky. Says, when a person does an avera b'shogeg accidentally, we have to realize that shogeg isn't totally shogeg, isn't totally beyond his abilities, isn't totally out of his control. Had the person been more careful, had the person been a little bit more thinking about what he was doing and checking into it, had he given it more thought, then he wouldn't have come to do the avera. But a person acted b'vli das, just wasn't thinking. The human being isn't allowed to act with lidas. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us kochos. He gave us seicha. And we can't just go ahead and act without using that seicha. In the video in Yom HaKippurim, one of the alchets that we recite, it's alchet shechatanu lefanecha bivlidas. Pashut, we acted without really thinking it through. And we're not allowed to do that. Had we been more careful, had we thought it out more, had we checked it out more, then he would have been certain that he ate that which was kosher. But he sort of just did, thinking, maybe, yeah, I think so, maybe. And therefore, v'nasa avono. A little over 2 weeks ago, I think some of you found yourself in a similar situation. Participated in something, but at least some of you afterwards wondered whether it was so smart and so wise and so proper to be involved in. And at least some of you expressed the thought afterwards, like, why did I do that? Why did I go? What was I thinking? I think the answer is, for those who are wondering, what was I thinking? Pasha, that they weren't thinking. They didn't think it through. Yeah, everybody's going. So I'll also go. But after I was there, why? That's something that's done to Vlidas. Not really thinking it through and the consequences and what it means and what it involves and what the message is. And we're not allowed to act that way. We have responsibilities. We have a responsibility to make sure, we all have responsibility to make sure that when we do things, we don't do things bevlidas. But we think about the consequences. We make sure. We don't guess, we check. I think the place is kosher. Yeah, everybody goes there, it must be. But check it out. It must be an okay activity, because other people do it. Maybe it is. But maybe it isn't. Baruch Hashem, we have seichel. We have to make sure to use it. It's true for everyone. But it's more true for you than it is for other people. Why is that so? Why is it more true for you than for others? The first pasuk in this week's parsha, the very first pasuk in Chumash Vayikra. Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav me'ol moed lemor. Rashi says, what does it mean Hashem spoke to him me'ol moed? Melamed shehaya kol nifsak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe from within Ohel Moed, the voice emanated from within, but the voice stopped at the entrance to Ohel Moed. It didn't go out. Maybe because HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke in a whisper. Talmud Lomer, Sakol, Mahu Akol, Hu Akol, HaMefurash, Batehilim, Kol Hashem Bakoach, Kol Hashem Bahador, Kol Hashem Shover Arizim. It was a very loud, powerful call. But it didn't, the sound wave, so to speak, stopped at the entrance to Ohel Moed. And it didn't go past. That's a problem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't necessarily in Ohel Moed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to call it. So if the voice is stopped, how could Moshe Rabbeinu hear it? So Rashi earlier says, "Vayikra al Moshe hakol holeichu magia la'aznav, v'chol Yisrael lo shomim." Moshe Rabbeinu heard it, but nobody else did. Why? Sefer Darchei Musar of Naiman explains. You know why only Moshe Rabbeinu heard the call that didn't leave Ohel Moed and everybody else couldn't? Moshe Rabbeinu heard it because when Moshe Rabbeinu left Ohel Moed, the Ohel Moed didn't leave him. Wherever Moshe Rabbeinu went, he took the Kedusha of Ohel Moed with him. And therefore, even though he was outside the Ohel Moed, and the call only stayed within the Ohel Moed, Moshe Rabbeinu was tuned into Ohel Moed, so he could hear the call. But the rest of Bnei Yisrael didn't have that ma'ila. They didn't take the Ohel Moed with them whenever they went. And since the call didn't leave the Ohel Moed, they're not tuned into the Ohel Moed, they don't hear the call. Only Moshe Rabbeinu hears the call. What does this Rashi have to do with you? Because for the last 6-7 months, you've had the tremendous zchut to be in an Ohel Moed. To be in this country, in this city, in this building, and in this very room. And this is a kind of mikdash ma'at, a kind of mini Ohel Moed. and you've been here long enough. This is Hashem much longer. But you've been here long enough to have the ability to be imbued with this Ohel Moed. So that when you leave the Ohel Moed, if we wish to try to imitate in our own very minor, minuscule way, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have the ability to take the Ohel Moed with you. You don't leave it behind. Wherever you go, wherever you step foot tomorrow, it's 12:40, when the Zman ends, you don't leave the Ohel Moed behind. This Ohel Moed can go with you. Anywhere here in Eretz Yisrael, anywhere in Europe, in North America, in the Southern Hemisphere, wherever you go, this Ohel Moed can go with you. But if the Ohel Moed goes with you, that's not only a tremendous chus, but it's a responsibility. Because you will have the ability to hear that kriya, Vayikra Hashem el Moshe. And it's entirely possible that the others around you won't hear it. But you will be able to hear it. And you will know it. And you will recognize it. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls, my response has to be, Hineini. I'm here and I'm ready. What can I do? What should I do? What can you do? What should you do? I don't know how many of you in your MMY interview were asked the following question, and how many of you gave that following answer. But at some point you probably were prepared to be asked, what do you want to gain from a year in MMY when you first reply? And you probably thought, I'll give this great answer. I want to grow. So how do you grow? Presumably you've grown in the last 6-7 months. And growth is a lifetime process. But if you've begun to grow, then how far have you gotten? At least as far is the first se'if in Shulchan Aruch. At least that far, we should feel that we achieved. And what does the first se'if in Shulchan Aruch tell us? Says the Ramah, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid hu klal gadol ba'Torah. This is a very basic principle in Torah. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in front of me. Wherever I go, wherever I am, I have the Ohel Moed with me. I never leave Hashem behind. He's always there. His presence is always felt. And how does that translate itself? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always there in front of me. Ki ein yeshivas ha'adam usnuosa v'asokav v'hu levado beveso ki shivasa usnuosa v'asokav v'hu lifnei melech gadol. Because the way that you act when you're at home by yourself is not the same way that you act when you're in front of the great king. From now on. It's never been that way. Certainly from now on, for the rest of our lives, we're never going to be alone. We're never just going to be by ourselves. We're never hidden. But Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. I can feel His presence wherever I am. I need to feel His presence wherever I am. And I need to act in a manner that's appropriate to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo diburu v'hachavas piv kiritzonov hu iman shebeisa ukrovav ki diburu b'moshev ha-melech. The way that you speak may be one way when you're sitting around with a bunch of your cronies and your relatives and just hanging out. It's a word. But it's different when you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're sitting there with the king. You act differently, you talk differently, you think differently. And most importantly, you think. There's no belief to us. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, we all know it is here with me. So what's appropriate? What should I be doing? How should I do it? And then the Ramah continues, Lo yizbayesh mipnei bnei yodam hamal'igim alav ba'avodas Hashem yizbarach. We should never be embarrassed by people who don't understand us, who don't have our values, and to begin to make fun or to mock our avodas Hashem. We're not people who are supposed to be in your face. We don't walk around with gaiva, for haughtiness. We don't want to show anybody up. But we have values. We have principles. We have beliefs. And they're important to us. And even though others don't necessarily understand those values, don't appreciate those values, and may not appreciate my appreciation of those values, it doesn't mean that I should give up my values, that I should give up my principles. What I need to do, I will do. What I'm supposed to do, I will do. And I will not be embarrassed because I'm doing the right thing. You've had an unbelievable experience. An amazing experience, I hope. Over the last more than half a year. And Bezus Hashem, it will grow and continue throughout Bein Hazmanim, and Bezut Hashem, we come back. But you can take everything that you have. You can take that Ol Moed with you. And you can become, because in truth you already are, the kind of people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Navi Yeshayahu says, Yisrael Asher Becha Et Pa'ar. The Yisrael that I am truly, truly proud of.